Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, McConnell was the guy I mentioned. He was 0-for. He was 0-for-4 on Friday in 17 minutes. AJ Green gets another look and he sinks it. He's a cool 2-for-2 to open up.
Derry Bird, AJ Green, he's going to have to be flying high coming up tonight in order for this team to probably get a win against the Indiana Pacers. That highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's. Continuing to talk about Bucks Pacers coming up to game number 5 tonight, 5 o'clock tip. Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook tonight as well. Immediately following that one, I'll be hosting. My guy Charlie Hughes on the other side of the glass will be producing. We'll take your calls immediately following. And joining us now, he is Keith Smith of SpoTrack and Front Office Show. Follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. Good afternoon, Keith.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I know I'm going to just be mad at you before this interview is over once we could get into talking about the Bucks and Lillard and so forth, but I'm just warning you ahead of time. I'm going to get frustrated because I'm getting frustrated watching every single TV show that comes across our studio talking about, well, Giannis is going to be gone. Well, Giannis is going to ask out. Well, they got to trade Giannis. I swear to God, every offseason since we've won the championship, the Bucks have, this is what happens every offseason. And now that Damian Lillard has gone down with a torn left Achilles and is going to miss most of, if not all of, next season, now that momentum builds. Before we get to that nonsense, your thoughts on the Bucks through 4 games in which they had Lillard for 2 and didn't have Lillard for the other?
Yeah, the Pacers are just not a great matchup for them. The way Indiana likes to spread the floor, I think the key thing with the Pacers this year versus even last year's team, which was pretty good, is last year's team was pedal to the metal all game, you know, fly up and down the floor. Now Tyrese Haliburton is at that point where it's, all right, we need to play fast, we're going to play fast. If it makes sense to slow it down, we're going to slow it down. And that's something that's really given them a different dynamic. And like I said, when you can spread the Bucks out, there have been moments, even, you know, without Damian Lillard, it doesn't really matter, where the Bucks just look old, like on defense, and like they're just slow. They're a step slow to get to guys. And that makes it really hard with the Pacers, because if you can't at least slow them down and contain them a little bit, it's going to be hard. Of course, Giannis is great. He's getting his because that's what he does. He just does not have enough help around him right now.
We talk about this Bucks team and what this offseason looks like. Bobby Portis, a player option. Brook Lopez, a free agent. All kinds of possibilities of Gary Trent going somewhere else for more money. Kevin Porter Jr. going somewhere else for more money. AJ Green potentially going somewhere else, though there seems to be a feeling that he'll be back. How do you see this Bucks offseason playing out as we sit here today?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, it all kind of, I don't want to make you mad.
Just do it, Keith. Just go ahead. I'm ready.
It really all centers on what happens with Giannis. If Giannis says, I'm in, I'm staying, like, I want to get this done here, you make decisions that are designed around putting a winner on the floor around him.
Okay, but this is my point. So let's stop there. Because I said this yesterday. Like, what? What decisions? You have hardly no assets. You have two picks in, what, 30 and 31 or whatever it is, or 31 and 32, that you could potentially trade first-round picks. Outside of that, what is Kyle Kuzma? I wouldn't trade you wouldn't trade yourself for Kyle Kuzma at this point.
Yeah, the Kyle Kuzma trade now, you know, it already looked a little rough in the moment. Now it looks like a real misstep. There. Now, I will say this, though. It did, the difference in salary between him and what Chris Middleton would have very likely been on the books for, unless they'd worked out a deal where he opted out and re-signed. But that did give them significant flexibility going into the summer, where they can actually use probably the full non-taxpayer MLE, depending on what happens with a couple of their own free agents. Now, normally, like, all right, the non-taxpayer MLE, that's okay, but, you know, it's not great. But this summer, there's only one team that's going to have cap space. That's the Brooklyn Nets, who are clearly in a full-scale rebuild. So free agents, especially the mid-tier guys who are, like, trying to catch on and play a role on a winner, that's not who the Nets want, and they're not going to want the Nets. So that does give you, a real chunk of spending power, because you're on equal footing with more than half the league now, because there's a bunch of teams, like you take Boston, Phoenix, they don't even have that to spend. They're talking minimum contracts with guys. So that's why it's a little bit different there. I think with Brook Lopez, you could get something done. I think he's still a guy who's a quality guy, but not for $23 million. But if you're saying, hey, are you ready to go the Al Horford route and knock it down by about half and extend your career couple years, you could maybe do that, and get the right mid-level signing. Probably gonna have to be a point guard if Damian Lillard is out all of next year, most of which looks like he will be. That's the way you go forward. And then of course the other path is the nuclear path. You kind of let everybody go who's not on a very minor contract, and you press reset and start all over.
This is what I suggested yesterday, and you're gonna think it's funny and laugh. I think if you know you're not going to be probably all that good and you don't have Lillard, why not, if I'm Giannis? Why don't I just retire and wait a year and come back when Lillard comes back, take a year off, say I retired, let them possibly get themselves in a position, because I believe they have a pick swap with the Pelicans. They're not going to be very good either. So if that pick swap is a thing, now at that point, if you're not very good either and you end up being a lottery team like the Pelicans, you get a pick swap in the lottery, fine. Maybe you don't get the higher pick, so be it. But now you get another, hopefully, highly talented player to put with Giannis going forward once Lillard comes back. And I know I don't believe this has ever been done before, but literally anybody could do it. You could just retire for a year, wait, and then come back the next year.
Yeah, the only guy who's ever done that was Jason Williams, the white chocolate Jason Williams.
All right.
He retired. And the reason why nobody does it is you have to, if you retire with and then try to return within a year, you have to be reinstated. And it takes a 3/4 majority of the teams to agree to let you back. And it's Giannis. You might have a bunch of teams like, nah, we're good. Let's keep you out. You stay out. Why do I want to deal with you 3 or 4 times a season as an Eastern Conference rival?
That's funny.
No, you made your bed, stay home and lie in it.
Right.
So that's the tricky part, right? And I think, but beyond that, he's got 50 plus million reasons not to walk away from the game at this point. So I think unfortunately, I think what we would see more is the Bucks and Giannis work to find a mutually agreeable trade destination. It's funny because I try to be very, all right, I'm going to divorce the emotion from this, which you can't do. That's not a thing that can realistically happen. But let's take the emotion away. And I look at it and say, Giannis has two years left under contract before a player option. So if I'm John Horst, it is, hey, we paid you with more than a supermax deal. You're on a max deal. Our job is the guy who just signed an extension to really be with the Bucks long term, meaning John Horst, is my job is to get the best deal for the Bucks. Now they're not just going to be, all right, see you later, have fun in Charlotte. They're not going to do that.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But I don't think this would get into one of those ones where it's like Anthony Davis levels of acrimonious, where it is, I want to go to the Lakers. That's it. You know, you have to take whatever deal you can get from them. Too bad. And I'm going to scare every other team off. I think they would be able to work together to find a destination. But as I've said multiple times in the last couple of days in various outlets, that takes Giannis saying, I'm ready. Let's make something happen to send me somewhere else. You don't just do that out of the blue. This and of course the counter is, well, it happened to Luka. Okay. And it's been 3 months and we're all still killing that trade for how ridiculously stupid it was. So
yeah, but just think about this.
That's why, you know, it doesn't happen.
Think about this though. There was a report that they called the Bucks too for Giannis for Luka.
Sure.
Right? And apparently the report says they said no. But if that happened, would have happened, let's say, you know, now or in the summer, now that Lillard is out, if they come back looking Luka for Giannis at that point, you just wonder if the response is different out of Milwaukee than what it was originally.
Yeah, it very well could have been, because what you're looking at there is like, all right, well, now we've got our guy who's, you know, I want to say 4 or 5 years younger than Giannis is. So yeah, so that is, hey, we're not even like rebuilding. We're just restarting a new era that would be the Luka era, and we're going to do everything around him now and move forward that way. And that's, you know, in a way, a little bit of what the Lakers did. That's more complicated because LeBron's obviously still in the fold, but that's what you'd be talking about if that was on the table now. But, you know, as I said, I don't have a time machine, and undoing that would not be the first thing I'd go back and do if I had a chance to do something with a time machine.
Talking with Keith Smith, Spotrac, a front office show. Follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. Another suggestion I've made over the last couple of days is I don't want him necessarily going somewhere where I'm not getting really good picks from potentially bad teams through other trades that those teams have made or whatever. So you want that if you're going to move them. But the other solution that I think is the best case scenario for the Bucks is whoever wins this draft lottery, that's where he goes, and you get to start over with Cooper Flagg. To me, that's best case scenario if Giannis were to ask. Again, I don't think he's going to ask. But if that were to occur, getting Cooper Flagg in whatever in return for Giannis, yes, it still hurts losing Giannis, but it's not necessarily destined for doom for 20 years for the Bucks franchise if you get to build around Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, 100%. That could be a way to play that forward. Now, I think there's a couple of franchises, if they win, they're like, what are we going to do with Giannis? We can't put a winner around him. And I think they'd be like, at least with Cooper Flagg, we get the far younger guy by 12 or 13 years. and we're going to be able to just kind of, you know, go in that, we can slow play it a little bit. But, yeah, there are definitely other franchises where it'd be, all right, yeah, let's at least have the conversation and see what it looks like. If I'm a Bucks fan, I would say, all right, so you got Cooper Flagg, some other stuff, because it wouldn't just be
correct.
Cooper Flagg, yep. You know, and we go forward with that. Okay, that's a pretty good way to reset. Let Dame rehab for the year, and then on, you know, a year from now, we're having the conversation with him about, all right, where is it you would like to play? Let's try to see if we can make that happen, and you just go forward that way, and maybe you get some more draft capital in a draft class. Like this draft class coming in a couple months is really good. But the one a year from now is also looking like it's going to be pretty strong as well, especially at the top. So yeah, that's the way. You know, my thing is you can't do a half measure here and be like, well, we're going to try to trade them and then try to be competitive, you know, right on the heels of it. That doesn't work. That never works in the NBA. The teams who do that almost always, it goes sideways on them and it falls apart at best. You know, maybe you're, you know, the Miami Heat this year and you're a play-in team that wins and you get in the playoffs and then you get your head kicked in the first round, and you don't, nobody wants to be in that position either. So it's a, you know, tough spot, and you know it's one of those things where this is not how it has been. Very interesting to see how many people who are fans of other teams, especially other teams in the East, that have gone to battle with Milwaukee, that have been like, I don't want to see them do well, but everybody's like, this is not how you want it to end, because everybody likes Damian Lillard so much, and that's what makes that so tough.
The other question I have for you is what to do with Doc Rivers now?
Yeah, that's a bigger question, and he may to some extent take that out of their hands a little bit. He clearly is not going to want to be there in a rebuilding situation, so if they're going to rebuild, you're better off just moving on. They get a younger coach,
yep,
and that can build the team up and go that way, because he's not going to want to do that. He's, you know, was pretty clear with that with the Clippers. He was very clear with that with the Celtics. That's just not what he wants to do. And so, you know, now at that point it becomes, all right, are we going to have to fire him? Is there going to be – they'll probably call it a mutual parting of the ways, but we don't know how that goes. It's never mutual. It's, you know, that's the we'll still be friends breakup term in the NBA. So it just really turns into, let's be, you know, smart here, and if what we can do is, like, hey, we're going to get you out of here, go do TV, and know, like, all right, maybe you'll get another coaching job somewhere. Kind of don't think he will. I think this might be it for Doc at this point, but – but, yeah, I think if you're going the rebuild route, then it's time to move on and get a different coach. If you're not, then it gets a little more, all right, we're going to be starting over a little bit with the roster around Giannis. We also want to be doing that with a coach. And some of that conversation is who's available for a coach that we could go get. Are they a major upgrade or not? And if not, then it's probably best, let's just ride it out another year.
There he is, our guy, Keith Smith, SpotTrac, front office show. Follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. I have to ask you about your Celtics before we get out of here. How far do they go?
I picked them to repeat at the start of the playoffs just because I felt that confident in what they would be. I'm a little more shaky in that with the fact that they're picking up injuries left and right in this Orlando series. They haven't looked quite as good as we hoped that they would. I think the Magic are just a tough matchup with the way they play physically, and the Cavs have looked so good. So if they, I'll leave it with this. If they do win it this year, I think we can stop all that. Well, what an easy path that was, you know, silliness. And then, of course, if they get through, it looks like it's going to be the Thunder looming, and they're no joke. I mean, that team is deep, talented, and very, very good. So we'll see. I think they have a real chance to win it, but I don't feel quite as confident as last year when I felt very confident.
So I've got this thing here. I've got to read you real quick. So the NFL just put out their draft ratings, and the NBA has also put out theirs. NBA playoffs are averaging 4.48 million viewers through 11 games on ESPN platforms, the best ever for the network. Having said that, what do you think the ratings look like for OKC in Cleveland?
I'm not sure. Probably pretty low, if I had to guess.
And that would be two fresh blood teams, both young teams, high energy, both great stories going in. And for some reason, I don't think Adam Silver really wants to see Cleveland and OKC necessarily in the finals. But it could happen. It very well could. Keith, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.